Hello and welcome to Equine Voices Podcast. My name is Ronnie, an intuitive equine communicator. I hope you enjoy this episode and thank you for listening. What a beautiful sound. The sound of Toots munching on hay. So it may be a bit annoying because it's going to go on through the whole of this little episode. But I make no apologies. Because it's such a nice sound and she's enjoying the hay. The birds are singing as the sun goes down. I love these moments, just sat outside. There's no wind, not even a breeze at the minute. It's lovely. Peaceful. Just what I need. So, as I haven't been able to edit my last interview with Tom Hayes, so I'm guessing the universe just wants me to chat for a little while, which I'm fine with. That's okay. I was thinking today, just know actually, that's why I'm doing this, that you don't have to wait for all the dots to be aligned, to join up, for things to change. But you do need to wait for the right feel, for the motivation that comes with that. Because when you try and make things happen against the flow, like swimming upstream, as Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham Hicks, for anyone that is aware of that lady, when you swim upstream, it feels harder because it's not the way it's meant to be. In other words, you go with the flow. You glide downstream. That's when the momentum gains power. What is she talking about? I can hear you say. I don't know. It just popped into my head. Well, I do know what I'm talking about. Sorry. Thanks, Toots. You can't always wait for the perfect moment, the perfect time, when everything is in place, when you've got the finances, when you've got this, when you've got that. I'm sure you're aware of that anyway. Because if you're waiting for those moments, you'll always be waiting. Like tomorrow will always be tomorrow. It will always be tomorrow. It will never be today because today is today. Tomorrow will always be in the future. And if your thoughts are so far ahead that they are only in the future, it's like chasing your tail. You're not there. You're not in that moment. You're not where you are now. And sometimes that's uncomfortable. And I've mentioned that before. It is uncomfortable. And you have to feel it and allow it, not bury it. You have to allow it to flow through. Because only then can it disperse. Can it be transmuted? And horses are great teachers. Great teachers at that. And sometimes things happen. My trigger is always my animals that I care for because I always say to myself, I can do without and I can keep going, but it's not their choice to do without. Not that they are, but if they need something, you know, they have their basic needs, but if they need something, and I can't supply that for various reasons, I get really lost in that at times. And that's always been my Achilles heel. But I'm learning Not all the time. It depends where you are within yourself. To just let that pass through. It is what it is. I have what I have, and that's all I can do at this moment in time. And it's really funny because I know through communication that animals don't always see it the way we see it. They don't want you to focus on things that you don't really need to focus on at times. Or deal with it at that moment, but don't carry it all day. Don't come down with that pity look and that vibe. They don't want that. They really don't. But when it's your own horses, it's always that little bit harder. Now, I can honestly say through doing the work I do, it does get easier. And by that, I don't mean it's easy. It's not quite as extreme. And sometimes I can be quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Unattached to it. And it's a bit of a strange feeling at times because your brain is saying to you, oh, you should be worried. You should be doing this. But that's your mind talking to you. It's not the part that knows. I hope you're getting the gist of this as I'm talking without going into details. So that applies to anything in life, to situations, to friends, to family, to work, anything that's going on in your life. If you can look at it slightly unattached to it, it has a different flow. Doesn't mean to analyse it too. Don't always analyse everything. So when you're observing yourself going through things, do that with a soft focus, not heavy, really analysing yourself, because that has the same effect. You're not allowing, analysing, your mind is wanting to take charge, it's wanting to come up with a solution, it's wanting to explain what it is you're feeling and what the picture is. So don't analyse. There is a big difference between that and just observing gently. Even that, observing, you're doing something. So, yeah. Something happened last night. I couldn't sleep. And it was really interesting because I was talking to myself, as I do, and the universe. And I was particularly talking to some energies I've been working with. And they showed me something that I've seen before, but this time there was more awareness with it and a bit more of the picture. So it's like looking through a telescope that's finely tuned on a planet or a star, and you can see it. But when you zoom out, you get to see more of the planet and how that operates. I'm not sure if that's a very good explanation, actually, but I think you get the gist, hopefully. And it was really interesting, and I was excited about it. So I did something else, which I'm not ready to share at this moment, but I was working with something else. And again, that was very interesting because it was totally letting go and going with the flow. And I was thinking, would I be comfortable doing this in front of people? Because it's not something that you can always translate. And I thought, yes, I will be, because by then I'll be ready. Sometimes you're shown things before you need to activate them, before you need to do them. You're given glimpses. And it's up to you what you do with it. Sometimes you're given glimpses, you don't know what it is. And that might be it for quite a while. And this is what happened quite a long time ago. In the world of energy, it's pretty instant. Everything you see is very close to each other. In this world, in the physical world, it might be months, years apart. I don't know why I'm explaining this, really, or talking about this. So I'm hoping it resonates with somebody. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter. I'm sharing anyway. That's the thing about being aware, growing. It's nice to share. Everybody's different. Everybody's journey's different. And even if you're reading the same book, the text will appear differently to you. You will hear what you need to hear. You will see what you need to see. And that is exactly the same in this world. Doesn't matter if you're both looking at the same thing. It will appear differently. It will feel differently. And this is why whatever you learn in life, doesn't matter how many books you've read, how many videos you've seen, that's the external view. It's through the doing and the feeling and getting to know yourself. That's where the knowledge comes from. That's where the understanding, that's where the connections come from. Understanding you. The more you know about you, and I'm not talking about the person that you see in the mirror, I mean the true deep part of you that you maybe only touch on at times. The more you learn about that energy that flows through you, I was going to say the more you understand, but sometimes it feels the more you learn, the less you know. And I think that's because it's the less you know that you've been told, that you see in this world, that actually that's not quite the way it is. That's why I think that phrase, the less you know, the less you know of what is in books, is in stories, what people tell you. The only true knowledge is deep within you. And again, it will be slightly different for everybody. This is quite deep. I don't know why this is coming out, but I'm sharing. I'm really sorry. The munching on hay is a little annoying, but it is what it is. I'm sat right next to Toots. Francis is at the end of the field. So, the dots may not all be in line and they may not join up, but each dot is relevant, whether it's wanted or not, it's relevant. Sometimes you try things to see what you don't want in life. It's all experience. Are you thirsty, Toots? Don't you love the sounds of nature? Anyway, let me know if that resonated with anybody. And if it doesn't, don't worry. Don't worry. I have a few people lined up for interviews, which is lovely. But for now, I think it's just me chatting. Maybe that's how it's meant to be for now. So have a wonderful day wherever you are in the world. Spend time with yourself. Just give yourself that break, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Because you need that. And what a better place to be than sat outside in nature, with or without a horse. Just with yourself. Lots of love. Best wishes and speak soon. Bye for now. You've been listening to Ronnie King at Equine Voices. Thank you for listening and speak to you soon.